This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. You know, nobody, well, most people don't. Most people that have any sense don't really argue about arming police officers. Disarmed law enforcement isn't even a part of the discussion. And there's a reason for that, and the biggest reason is the idea is ridiculous. But there are a lot of people who would prefer that police officers were the only ones armed legally. And that actually does include a handful of police officers. But a Dawson County, Georgia sheriff's deputy isn't likely part of that number after what happened to him. What is this out of? Let's see. It doesn't, I think this is from Fox 5 News. A chaotic scene in Dawson County Tuesday afternoon, where what started out as a good deed ended in gunfire and injuries, started out at a Chevron on Georgia Highway 400, where 52-year-old Sergeant Randy Harkness arrived with a homeless man. Sheriff Jeff Johnson said Harkness had given the man a courtesy ride to the gas station to help him out with a bit of money. He then began to give the gentleman some money just to help him out, and the suspect began to physically assault him, said Sheriff Johnson. The sheriff said a woman in a car at the Chevron witnessed the assault, got out of her car, gun in hand, and fired on the homeless man attacking Harkness. Eyewitnesses at the gas station saw it unfold. She shot off a round. The guy got off the police officer, and she shot another round, and he was running away, I think. There were three shots, said Asim Khan, owner of the station. Sheriff's office told Fox 5 News the man who'd been hit by at least one slug ran across the street to the McDonald's where he attacked an elderly woman in a parking lot. The lady, the woman who got out of the car with a gun, declined to speak publicly about her actions, and Sheriff Johnson said, I truly believe she's a hero. I believe she thankfully saved this officer's life. And I'm inclined to agree. And this sort of leads back to what, Jaeger and I were talking about. I carry a weapon primarily to protect myself and my family. And I tell myself all the time, as we all should, although we'll get to the punchline of this, I tell myself all the time that the concealed carry permit I have only applies to me defending myself and my family. I have no obligation to anybody else. But that's not really true, is it? A lot of people, me included, would probably feel no remorse about stepping in to protect a total stranger. Especially like this, I definitely would step in and protect a cop. Because I know too many of them. I hang out with one. The thought of these guys who go out there, and I mean, they're alone. And that just doesn't sit well. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation and the Dawson County District Attorney's Office are investigating whether or not to file charges against the Good Samaritan, as well as other things, but since Georgia is a stand-your-ground state, I'd be very surprised to see her face any legal ramifications, and it seems as though if she had not intervened, Sergeant Harkness might have been seriously injured. And this should be over and done with pretty quickly, and the woman will be permitted to move on. But there's a lesson in this that doesn't necessarily include no good deed goes unpunished. Police officers are people. They're people that have taken on a lot of responsibility, and they have to do things that you and I don't have to do, but they're people. And if they get caught off guard, they're not superhuman to where they can weather that and pop back. If they get caught off guard, they may need help. They are targets in and of the, you know, just because they walk around in a uniform in a marked car. Had this woman failed to act, would we be talking about the murder of a deputy? We don't know. We're never going to know. And thanks to her, we don't have to find out the hard way. And thanks to her, we know for a fact that Sergeant Harkness will be quite all right. And to me, that's a win. For all of you out there that are going, but Bill, the police, they're abusive. There is a percentage of them that are, without a doubt, and it's the same percentage of them as it is the percentage of the overall population that are criminal here in the United States that aren't law enforcement. So, some of you know law enforcement. You're going to sit back and watch your friend, your brother, your sister, your daughter, your son, your husband, your wife, your friend. You're going to watch them get pounded to a bloody pulp and be shot with their own gun and have the car stolen. Is that going to happen in front of you? You're going to let that happen? I seriously doubt it. Now, yeah, in the chat room, Desert Eagle saying I carry a weapon because a cop is too heavy. That's true. I like JT, but he probably weighs more than I want to tote around. This is the thing. Sergeant Harkness is 52 years old, which is a little younger than me. And unfortunately, at a certain point, there becomes this thing called disparity of force. There's just a natural thing. And I have hit my disparity of force earlier, prematurely. I would think in most cases, disparity of force begins where our joints and our reflexes are just slowed down and stiff and everything. Just to a certain degree, probably at around 50. I know lots of 50-year-olds that run around. They look like they're in outstanding shape. And at the same time, I know that a lot of those people that don't really know anything about heart health or anything, they're walking around with a whole lot of cholesterol in them, and I hope they just live to a nice ripe old age and don't fall over dead in the kitchen. That being said, at a certain point, while a 50, 60, 70-year-old can gunfight all day long, this hand-to-hand combat thing is a whole different story. And when somebody gets the upper hand in hand-to-hand combat, one of two things normally would happen. If it's a self-defense situation, if I'm in a hand-to-hand combat situation and I am not going to escalate it to a gun situation, I'm probably going to throw one punch and one kick, possibly. Maybe two punches or whatever, and I'm going to throw them, and it's not going to be one of these things where we're going to square off or anything. It's going to be us standing there, and when I figure out that this is happening, well, this is going to be happening. This is the difference between a military mindset versus in the military, there's no squaring off. There's no putting up your hands. There's no fair fights. The fair fight is the one you walk away from, the one you won. So, and then as soon as I land that one punch and one kick or those two punches, and hopefully I don't break my hands while I'm doing it, and hopefully I don't throw something out of my back while I'm doing it, my next thing to be is I'm not going to be standing there going, pounding my chest and going, get up, because they might. I'm going to be beating a retreat because I extricated myself from the situation. So, the Sergeant Harkness, 52 years old, don't know his physical capability, don't know his physical fitness level, but this guy caught him off guard. And that's hard to bounce back from. And this woman came in and saved his life with her weapon. Didn't shoot any wrong people or anything else. She did what she had to do. And she don't want to talk about it. And that's America. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. The, Shanine Allen. I know that's a, then go to that. Shanine Allen obtained her concealed carry permit at the advice of a family member. She worked two jobs, and she was out late at night. She told local media that she was robbed twice last year before she decided to start carrying a gun. When she was stopped for a minor traffic violation while passing through New Jersey, she, without question, willingly informed the officer that she held a permit and was carrying a firearm in her vehicle. Well, that's a 3-year mandatory minimum sentence in the state prison of the Garden State of New Jersey. Christie pardoned her, and the next New Jersey governor would not have. Mistakes like this happen every day. And states like New Jersey that want to hurt and punish gun owners for exercising their Second Amendment rights are the reason that H.R. 38 exists. Now, the anti-gun left, they fear you. They fear hordes of armed regular people out there today. And, you know, when you start talking 16, 17 million people, because it's got to be getting close to 17 million now, you're beginning to get, does that mean you're getting into the horde? Are you in the horde category yet at 17 million? Does that count as a horde? So, you know, they don't like that. To them, we're all white, uneducated, and racist. They don't like us swarming across the country, upsetting their philosophy that it is better to be a victim than to defend your rights, yourself, or your family. There is no nobility to being a victim. There's pain. There's anguish. There's loss. Yeah. But there isn't any nobility at all. H.R. 38 exists to protect the average gun owner who makes a mistake, often through no fault of their own. Had the left-wing elite, had they seen fit, you know, had they decided not to punish people for their Second Amendment rights, H.R. 38 might not exist. The bill is a backlash to their prosecution of people like Shanine Allen. Now, their argument against H.R. 38 is laughable to me. Their claim is that H.R. 38 is unconstitutional because it violates states' rights. But what the left fails to remember is that we've heard this argument over gay marriage. The left argued that because a plurality of states allowed gay marriage, all states should. Additionally, they argued that a marriage license issued in one state should be valid in all states. That had to go to the Supreme Court to actually find out that gay marriage is actually a thing. The same far-left activists who jammed gay marriage down our throats will see their same logic used to expand the Second Amendment rights. And it sure looks like a plurality of states allow CCW. The fact, I mean, even in California, 60% of California lives in a shall-issue area. So, it's mainly the coastal elite who oppose H.R. 38, and that's fine. The state is ruled by the Bay Area in California and L.A. County, and the rest of the state looks in California like a lot of normal people. If not for motor vehicle registering illegal aliens to vote, the face of California would look very different today, probably. Approximately 4 million illegal aliens, all voting in state and local elections, create a state that can never go too far left for its population. Most of these illegal immigrants come from countries where gun ownership is banned. This block of voters is also why the gay marriage initiative failed in California. So H.R. 38 protects you, the gun owner, and it keeps us from being prosecuted by a left-wing zealot and helps preserve our rights. So you need to get on the phone to your senator today, and you need to encourage them to take it up and vote for it. Because that's what it does. Because this is the thing, and I have long said this, and we were talking about this last year. Gay marriage changed everything. And if you want to get out there and have a little Alinsky fun with these leftists, this is where you get them. You take them, one of the Alinsky byproducts or bylaws or whatever you want to call it, is to apply the rules that people live by to them. So if they're out there trying to apply a set of standards to us, we turn that around and apply it to them. So a plurality of states allow shall issue states. A plurality of states have reciprocity with each other. And I mean, when you're saying a plurality of states, it only has to be 26 states that allow reciprocity with each other voluntarily. So this is their problem. This is their issue. This is going to be the cross that gets hung around their necks, and it's gigantic and it's heavy. It is ponderous, as you would say. And I don't know what they're going to do about it. I don't know how. Now, I know that they know that their game is, they've long learned how to argue against logic. That's just the only thing they can do. I'm still waiting to see where this goes, though, because like I said, this is us applying their rules to them. Whenever they, the thing about politics that you have to remember is that everything is circular. If you're at point A and you start on something and you may do something that may be a major change like gay marriage, that is going to take off on a circular path and eventually is going to come back home. Everything returns home at the end of the day. And now what we have is we have a set of circumstances in front of us where we are saying to ourselves, hey, we are going to be using the same line of reasoning that you use for gay marriage on you. Okay, snowflake. See, while I'm saying that, they'll get all upset about that and feel like they have a little mental health issue again. Hey! So, this is a conundrum that they find themselves in now, and I mean, I don't have any issues with it. I knew it was going to come down to something like this. I don't know if they knew it, but whatever they knew, whatever was going on, I don't know, but... Anyway. Yep, that's their new albatross hanging around their neck. What else can you hang around their neck? How about an anvil? This is the anvil hanging around their neck. Oh yeah. This is bad for them, and it's going to be bad for them. It is going to be bad for them. So, hey. Congratulations. You created something and it's back. Like Frankenstein. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tonight.
Through the dome.
This is Lock and Load. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse, we have this. All of this stuff, it's all done in the name of public safety. This is why elite white males get to have guns for self-defense and you don't. You can see the data in California where the racial and sexual bigotry was obvious. And now civil rights lawyer Dwight Pettit asked some tough questions about concealed carry permits in Maryland and by extension about who is allowed to carry a gun in the other may issue states like New Jersey and New York. The political corruption is obvious and the excuses are so thin as those coming from Harvey Weinstein and Matt Lauer, and it is socially and politically acceptable to disarm women and minorities. Most states either don't require a carry permit or they issue permits to carry a concealed weapon in public on a shall issue basis, plurality, if you will. Shall issue means you are issued a permit unless you have a criminal record that makes you a prohibited person. In contrast, may issue states leave that decision to the discretion of bureaucrats and politicians. When given that power, the temptation for bigotry is evidently irresistible. There's always an excuse, and those excuses always cost lives. Look at the victims of violent crime today. Women are a disproportionately large fraction of assault victims because criminals think they are easy prey. Minorities also make up a disproportionate number of crime victims. Because of this actual vulnerability, women and minorities should be more likely than white men to receive concealed carry permits. And in fact, women and minorities are underrepresented as concealed carriers in may issue states. And the reason is obvious. Carry permits are issued as political spoils in may issue states. Permits go to rich white men who have power rather than to citizens with the greatest need. The excuses are endless, and public safety is the chief rationalization. Now, we would never accept the excuse of academic safety to deny women entry into schools, or financial safety to deny black Americans a home loan. In a lot of ways, we've made outrageous progress over the last 50 years. We've integrated our churches and our clubs, unless you're a gun owner who carries for self-defense. Politicians say it is for public safety, even though concealed carry holders are more law-abiding than the police. Disarming women and racial minorities is bigotry, even though it is widespread and legally approved. Do you believe that disarming victims makes them safer? Do you? Do you think? Is it like, I often make this, the Impala is actually something like a gazelle in the plains of Africa, and animals like that have horns or antlers or whatever you want to call them, a rack, whatever you want to call them. And would it make the Impala more capable of fighting off the lion when the lion cuts one out of the herd if we held down the Impala and sawed off his horns, his antlers, his rack, whatever you want to call it? Does that make them more capable of defending themselves when they are defenseless? So I don't believe that disarming the victim makes anybody safer, even if it is a socially fashionable thing to do. The very politicians who claim to represent women are the same politicians who want women disarmed. That claim of public safety goes unquestioned by the fake stream journalists, which tells us a lot about the poor state of journalism today. When we read about the recent sexual scandals that embroil so many communist legislators, maybe the reason they want women disarmed is obvious. Think Harvey Weinstein would have liked it if Ashley Judd was armed? Do you think that? So, there the victims aren't armed. I mean, we read about the sexual abuse in Hollywood, in Washington, in the newsroom, and we understand why they want the victims disarmed. Can you imagine Rose McGowan armed? I don't have a problem with her being armed myself. I don't have a problem with her shooting a sexual predator myself. Can I say that out loud? Is that okay to say that? If Rose McGowan was my daughter, if Rose McGowan was my sister, my wife, anything to me, and somebody was trying to hurt her and she stopped them, I would have no problem with that. And the fact that she is none of those things, I still don't have a problem with her stopping somebody making her a victim. Because here's the thing about being a victim. When you go down the path of becoming a victim, then that means that you are putting yourself completely in the influence of someone who we don't know how they're going to stop you. We don't know where they're going to stop at all. Not really. So, that's the other part that the victims never get told, because we're told, hey, listen, rely on the police. Well, the police are going to get there when they can. They're going to get there as fast as they can. Sometimes that's not going to be very fast. So are you going to rely on the police, or are you going to take care of yourself? That's the problem. That's the conundrum. For some people, that's terrifying, the thought of having to fight a predator. For some people, it's perfectly natural. It's just the way it is. Those are the ones that I prefer talking to. Because when you try to convince a victim to not be one, you actually, it's a losing cause. Sometimes it is a losing cause. The part where you're telling them, look, you can fight them, you can win, It happens all the time. Yeah, but I just don't think I could handle a gun. I don't want to be the one to be messing with the gun. I don't want to be this. I don't want to be that. There you go. There you go. That's all there is to it. That's all there's going to be to it on a regular basis. That's it. So, disarming the victims, disarming minorities, that's what you know, that's just wrong. That's nothing but wrong. All kinds of wrong. That's got to stop. And H.R. 38, if we can actually make this pass, if we can get it through, that will change a lot of things. And then there will be a lot of people in New York getting non-resident Utah permits. And then they'll be carrying in New York City. So, there you have it. There you have it. Bigotry. This is bigotry. This is racism. This is prejudice. This is the glass. This is still the glass ceiling that the war on women people are always talking about, except the ones talking about the war on women are the ones victimizing them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, we need to point a few things out to our leftist friends, don't we? Yeah. I've said this before more than once, and if Donald Trump were up against anyone other than the people he's up against, he'd be in trouble. And as it is, his opponents or enemies, depending on how they classify themselves, are his very greatest asset. The professional pearl-clutching class has engaged their fainting couches too often in fits of faux outrage. And their screams and protestations now fall on ears that aren't deaf anymore. It used to be deaf ears. Now it's worse than that. The only thing worse than your protestations falling on deaf ears is for them to fall on ears that are indifferent. When Brian Ross of ABC News reported former National Security Advisor Flynn was prepared to testify, Trump had ordered him to make contact with the Russians during the campaign. It was greeted like it was a bombshell, a smoking gun. Then it turned out that it was after the election, which is a perfectly normal part of a presidential transition. And most importantly and embarrassingly for ABC News, would make it impossible to collude to steal the election unless they developed a time machine. When the Wall Street Journal reported special counsel Mueller had subpoenaed Trump's bank records from Deutsche Bank, all presses were stopped. And then the update came, and all the air was once again let out of the balloon. So lather, rinse, and repeat. This comes as no particular surprise to anyone who's been paying attention, but most people don't pay attention, and they rarely read the corrections. But every once in a while, you get the opportunity to see how the sausage is made, which is something you never really want to do in real life, by the way. And you see the chaos, as it is called, actually has some order to it. So, Casey Lewandowski, he wrote a book called Let Trump Be Trump, the inside story of his rise to the presidency. And, he and his co-author, deputy campaign manager David Bossie, they were there from the start and threw it all on the inside. That's what makes Let Trump Be Trump more interesting than the other postmortems already written by others and those coming soon. It's as close as we're likely to see to what happened from the winning side. If you wondered how a billionaire real estate developer ended up the 45th president of the United States, there are plenty of people willing to tell you that he won because he ran against Clinton and her 747 full of baggage. And there's truth to that. She was a once-in-a-generation awful candidate, but there's a lot more to winning the White House than running against a lying pantsuit. That Trump Be Trump is a very quick read, too quick in some parts. There are parts of everything you remember, but not enough of some of them. And the New Hampshire primary win, for example, was a pivotal make-or-break moment after a second-place finish in Iowa was as important as any moment in the campaign. Yet that crucial comeback only gets a casual mention in the book, much of an afterthought than a tie-turner with only a couple of paragraphs about how it came to be. And there should have been more on that one, especially considering its importance. Given more ink is the Access Hollywood tape, the moment that was the death blow of all the media-proclaimed death blows gets its own chapter called The Hurricane, and much more. It's an interesting look inside an event almost everyone involved in the campaign thought would be the end and how they survived it all. But if you want to get a peek inside how Trump won, this book may give that to you. It would have been better had it delved deeper into some of the details, but it's written by the people who were in the room at the time and not filtered through leaks and secondhand anecdotes. And this set it apart from other books of 2016. Lomondowski and Bossy put a lot on the page, but seemed to leave some things on the table. No book will ever be the definitive book on a campaign. These first-hand accounts may be as close as the general public will ever get. And amid all of the ever-growing list of false stories and anonymous sources and fake news, you wouldn't be alone if you find yourself wondering why Trump does some of the things he does in the White House. This book would give you some insight, if only a few, into how he works. After all, it's very hard to actually know why someone does what they do if you don't know how they got there in the first place. And, you know, these two guys helped him get there. It's a very interesting read, and at the same time, it's incomplete. I don't understand that at all, that incomplete part of it. Because they could have completed it. Now, national reciprocity. Here's the thing about national reciprocity in the United States today. The right to self-defense is fundamental to a free people. In France, they don't have a right to self-defense. So in France, when the police showed up at the Charlie Hebdo shooting, and some of them ran up and they didn't have guns, they just ran to their deaths because the terrorists had guns and they were not afraid to engage them. And these guys are not, you know, some hardcore operator or something like that. These are, you know, pretty much undisciplined brawlers that just happen to have guns. That's why rules that force concealed carry permit holders to leave their firearms at home when they travel. That's a very foolish rule. Congress is not going against states' rights by doing this. Congress is making states safer. For all of you in these states, like in New York State, where they say all of the guns that come into New York used in crime come from the outside. Well, yeah, that's probably true because there's no gun shops in New York City. There's, you know, Seneca Gun Range. But that's it. So getting out there and making that statement, well, okay, I sort of get that. Same as Chicago. Chicago has, for the longest time, managed to keep gun shops out of Chicago. So no wonder most of the guns coming to Chicago come from outside Chicago because there's none inside Chicago. This measure will enable those qualified to carry a concealed handgun in their home state to carry it in another state where concealed carry is legal. We are out there. We are out there in by the millions now. By the tens of millions now. We're not committing crime. We're not bullies. We're not showboats or anything else. We are the most law-abiding. We were characterized in the markup in the House as people walking around with hidden guns instead of concealed carriers, which is what we are. We are concealed carriers because that's what we're told we have to be in order to carry a gun to keep from offending the sensibilities of the snowflakes that see the guns and say, gun. So this will enable me to travel. It'll enable you to travel and go to places and not give up your self-defense at the border. It will make America safer. I know they don't understand that. I know they don't get it. And I know they don't really want to even acknowledge that, but that is the fact. That is a simple fact. It will make America safer. We're already, considering what we are, considering how many guns are in the United States today, we are already safe. If it were the guns, if it were just the guns making things happen, well, it would be a bloodbath here because there's enough guns to end the United States in the hands of civilians today. No matter what the leftists want to think, yeah, there's enough here to end the United States as they know it. We know it. We know it. They know, and they don't want to admit it. I mean, they're, everybody's stuck on the figure of 300 million. Okay. Enjoy that figure, if you will. That's not really true, but I understand where you're getting it from. I understand what you're thinking. I understand where your mindset is. I'm good to go with it. Good to go. There's 140 million gun owners and maybe 660 million guns in the United States today. Don't kid yourself about what we are. We're actually quite nice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.